Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the Madhya Leela, chapter 4, entitled Shri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service, text 86. Dekhiya Purira Prabhava Loke Chamatkara Purva Anakuta Yena Aila Shakshatkara Dekhiya Purira Prabhava Loke Chamatkara Purva Anakuta Yena Aila Shakshatkara Dekhiya Purira Prabhava Loke Chamatkara Purva Anakuta Yena Aila Shakshatkara Dekhiya Purira Prabhava Loke Chamatkara Purva Anakuta Yena Aila Shakshatkara word for word. Dekhiya, by seeing, Purira, of Madhavendra Puri. Prabhava, the influence. Loke, all the people. Chamatkara, struck with wonder. Purva, formerly. Anakuta, the Anakuta ceremony during the time of Krishna. Yena, as if. Aila, became. Shatkara, directly manifest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Seeing the influence of Madhavendra Puri, all the people gathered there were struck with wonder. They saw that the Anakut ceremony, which had been performed before during the time of Krishna, was now taking place again by the mercy of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Formerly, at the end of Dwarpara Yuga, all the cowherd men of Vrindavan had arranged to worship King Indra, but they gave this worship up following the advice of Krishna. Instead, they performed a ceremony whereby they worshipped the cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill. At that time, Krishna expanded himself and declared, "I am Govardhan Hill." In this way, he accepted all the paraphernalia and food offered to Govardhan Hill. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24, text 26, and then text 31 to text 33. Panchyatam vividapaka supanta paya sadaya samya vapupa shashkulya sarvadaha Shagriyatam Kalat Mana Bhagavata Shakra Darpam Jigham Sata Proktam Nishamya Nandya Nandadya Sadva Grinantatadvachaha Tata Chavyadadu Sarvam yataha madhusudana vachayitva svastyayanam tad dravyena giri dvijan uparitya balim sarvam adityavasam gavam godadani puraskritya girim chakra pradakshinam. Quotation. Prepare very nice foods of all descriptions from the grains and ghee collected for the yajna. Prepare rice, dal, then halava, pakora, puri, and all kinds of milk preparations like sweet rice, sweet balls, sandesh, rasagulla, and laddu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, therefore advised the coward men to stop the Indra Yajna and begin the Govardhan Puja to chastise Indra, who was very much puffed up at being the supreme controller of the heavenly planets. The honest and simple cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, accepted Krishna's proposal and executed in detail everything he advised. They performed Govardhan worship and circumambulation of the hill according to the instruction of Lord Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men called in learned brahmanas and began to worship Govardhan hill by chanting Vedic hymns and offering prasadam. The inhabitants of Vrindavan assembled together, decorated their cows and gave them grass. Keeping the cows in front, they began to circumambulate Govardhan hill. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam jena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Tadati svapadantikam Vanchakalpa tadubhyascha Kripa sindubhya evacha Patitanam pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada was in Shrida Mayapur in the mid-70s during this Kartik Mass, and on the occasion of Govardhan Puja. So His Holiness Jayapataka Swami remembers what happened on that particular day. So they built practically a mountain of rice, and they fed, you know, tens of thousands of people. So some of these people, they took their leaf plates after honoring prasadam, and they threw it behind the buildings. And as we know that if you go to Shrida Mayapur today, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he lives on the second floor. And Srila Prabhupada heard some dogs, you know, really, you could say, they're like squealing. Not barking, but squealing. Yeah. And on top of that, there were some children, little children, like screaming at the dogs. So Srila Prabhupada, he got up from his asana in the room and he walked to the back on the veranda behind his room, which is on the eastern side, not on the Ganga side. Then he looked over and Srila Prabhupada saw that there was like this huge pile of leaf plates that were thrown away by the people after honoring this anakut, rice prasad. And sometimes the people, they do not honor all the prasadam, so some is also still left on the leaf plates. And some little some grains and some other leaf plates, and they were piled up there. So from the other side, there were many poor children who came with sticks in their hand, and they were also fighting off many hungry dogs who were squealing at them, who were trying to get the scraps of prasad that was left over by the people after finishing eating on the leaf plates. So when Srila Prabhupada saw this, that his children were so hungry and that they had to eat, the remnants of the people who practically threw away the prasad, and also Srila Prabhupada saw that how the dogs were even hungry to get these scraps of prasad, he immediately became very, very tearful, and he started crying, and the tears were just flowing and practically entering the ground and making a pool of water. Then Srila Prabhupada looked at his assistants behind him, his disciples, and he immediately said that we have to see that nobody goes hungry within a 10-mile radius of Sridhar Mayapur. Nobody must go hungry. And then Srila Prabhupada said that our Sri Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir is a home to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in our case, Sri Sri Radha Madhava and the Panchatattva, that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, the Lord is everyone's father. Krishna is everyone's father. Aham bija prada pita. Yes. So how can, in the presence of the father, that the children are hungry? So Srila Prabhupada said that we have to make practical arrangements so that everyone within a 10-mile radius of our Sridhar Mayapur Mandir must be fed the prasadam. So that is how the devotees worldwide got the inspiration to really increase prasadam distribution all over the world. And we have to ensure that it is prasadam. That means bhoga cooked by devotees and offered by devotees, and if possible, distributed by the hands of the devotees. This is how Prabhupada wanted it. So this wonderful anakut ceremony of Govardhan Puja today, another time Srila Prabhupada said that You know, our books may fail. Our temples may fail. Our philosophy may fail. Not everyone accepts the philosophy and the books. Not everyone comes to the temple. See? Then Srila Prabhupada said, but prasadam never fails. Distribution of prasadam never fails. It's the last transcendental weapon that we have to save the people that are suffering in this Kali Yuga. So this Anakut ceremony is that important. It's the most important. This, basically this Govardhan Puja is an Anukut ceremony to profusely feed the people. So here we have Nitai Padakamala Prabhu and his wonderful team of devotees. They have been preparing. Hopefully, as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, you know, rice, dal, halava, pakora, puri, all kinds of milk preparations like sweet rice kheer, sweet balls, sandesh, rasagula, and laddu. Hopefully, we'll find it there today. But I'm aware that they've been preparing for over a week, right? The dry sweets and so forth. And I've seen the kitchen and makeshift kitchens in the back just for the special occasions, apart from our big kitchen that we already have. Then Srila Prabhupada have us understand, specifically from the Nectar of Devotion, and quoting Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada specifically quotes Srila Rupa Goswami from Lalita Madhava that Krishna generally is not a shy person. Have you ever seen Krishna shy? Have you ever heard of Krishna being shy? So shyness is the most intimate, chaste quality of a woman. Would shyness, a woman can control universes practically. Not the other way around of not being shy. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada says that that Krishna's shyness practically 108%, which was never seen before, was manifested when he lifted the Govardhan hill with the little finger of the left hand. How is this? Krishna is kind of transcendentally showing off that he can lift his heel with the little finger of his left hand. So how is shyness is manifested? Then Srila Prabhupada explains that generally the coward girls or the gopis, they cannot have the full darshan of Krishna in public. You know, they meet Krishna at a very intimate personal level, practically when everyone else is sleeping in the dead of night. So here when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill with his little finger of his left hand, The gopis were observing very intimately how wonderful this Krishna is, that he is amazingly can do this. And they were smiling very lightly by seeing Krishna's wonder. And that smiling lightly is called secondary ras, Adbhuta ras. We have a nice devotee named Adbhuta Hari. So this is Krishna's manifestation of giving them some Adbhuta. So when that happened, then Krishna also began lightly smiling back towards the gopis. So at one point, Krishna was observing the gopis while lifting Govardhan Hill, Prabhupada says, and he was observing them from the top of the head all the way down to the chest. And when he came to that point, Krishna's hand began to shake because he forgot that he was lifting Govardhan Hill. It began to shake. And upon seeing the hand shaking, all the coward men, you know, they began to become a little disturbed, and especially Nanda Maharaj, he took his, you know, stuff, you know, stick, and we'll hold this hill. Yeah. And it's also very nice, our hill here. We see three staffs are there holding the hill. So then there was a tumultuous roaring sound, Srila Prabhupada says. And that roaring sound was when Krishna was oblivious that he is lifting the hill by being attracted by the smiling faces of the gopis. There was like some, you know, rumbling on top of the hill. You know, what's going on? See? So that tumultuous sound is the ecstatic, you could say, calling out of Govardhan Hill itself towards Krishna. In other words, you know, it's rumbling. It's sort of crackling, rumbling. Yeah. So everyone didn't understand what was happening except one personality, Balaram. Okay. So Balaram observed Krishna's eyes. And he observed that Krishna's eyes were moving, you know, top to bottom, in one direction, like that. And he saw and he caught Krishna observing the gopis. See? And Balaram began smiling. See? So next to Balaram is the other coward boys. And Balaram is smiling. What's with him? This hill is about to fall on us. What's with him? But Balaram was completely also oblivious of the surroundings by observing Krishna's eyes, where he's moving. So then, you know, they ask him, but Balaram is completely transfixed. He's not aware of the coward boys next to him. And then Balaram is looking at Krishna's eyes and he's moving as Krishna's eyes are moving. And then the coward boys, let's see what he is seeing. So they are seeing Balaram's eyes moving and Krishna's eyes are moving. And they see, okay. See? So all this transcendental energy of the gopis looking at Krishna, Balaram looking at the gopis looking at Krishna, and Balaram looking at Krishna looking at the gopis, all this transcendental energy that includes now the cowherd boys following Balaram's looking at Krishna, looking at the gopis. All this kind of transcendental energy, see, is making Krishna, Prabhupada says, making Krishna shy, because everyone caught him looking at the gopis. You see, we can only experience shyness if we associate with the consciousness of the shyness of the gopis. Usually the gopis are shy, you know, by not being seen with Krishna. But Krishna is a completely immoral person. In other words, he is beyond any social etiquette. You know? He is beyond any ethical values. He doesn't follow that. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything he wants. Everything and everyone belongs to Krishna. So when the gopis were observing with wonder at Bhutaraj Krishna, Krishna also became wonder that the gopis were observing him. And by the potency of their glance that entered into the consciousness of Krishna, they gave up their shyness in public. They gave up their shyness by looking at Krishna in public. So when their shyness left them, Krishna receives that shyness of their consciousness and he gets caught, especially first by Balaram. So therefore Prabhupada says that this pastime fully manifests Krishna's shyness in that way, by quoting Srila Rupa Goswami from Lalita Madhava in the Nectar of Devotion. Then Srila Prabhupada says that when Krishna was holding with this little finger of the left hand Govardhan Hill, he was observing the gopis. At the same time, he didn't know that his hair, you know, was becoming scattered all over his shoulders. And he appeared to be perspiring. Yeah. So when Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna is perspiring like anything, you know, it's as if he's putting so much effort in lifting this Govardhan Hill, she began to tremble. She began to tremble. And when she began to tremble, she began staring with like very broad open eyes. She saw that Krishna began to manifest some things. So Krishna saw Mother Yashoda is trembling because he's perspiring and his hair is being scattered. Now normally when the hair is scattered around Krishna's face and he perspires, Krishna becomes more beautiful. Becomes more beautiful. See? There's a sense of like transcendental passion that makes him more beautiful when the hair is scattered. What's Krishna's name when the hair gets scattered? Keshava. So, no? Keshava means beautiful hair that's being scattered. So when this happened, then Krishna realized and seeing Mother Yashoda's trembling and she's becoming fearful, oh my son is getting tired and it's so much effort and is perspiring. Then Krishna decides to do something else. So he looks at Mother Yashoda and he exhibits various facial caricatures. You know, in other words, you see his mother, you said, huh? What are you worried? What are you looking at? And he makes faces like a monkey while holding the heel to Mother Yasoda. And in this way, the coward boys start laughing. Nanda Maharaj still maintains his gravity. All of these boys are laughing. You know, Mother Yasoda is worried. What is going on? And Krishna is joking around here by showing funny faces to his mother. Yeah. So the thought of Krishna holding this hill for so long, and then Krishna is, you know, making funny faces at him, you know, facial caricatures like that, Mother Yasoda becomes even more worried, and she starts perspiring. So the consciousness of the personification of perspiration leaves Krishna. It enters the consciousness of Mother Yasoda. See? So Mother Yasoda says, oh, Krishna is not really perspiring. I am perspiring. And she says, I am perspiring and all my clothes, you know, saffron yellow sari, all my clothes are full of perspiration. So in that scene, Srila Rupa Goswami prays, quoted by Srila Prabhupada, that may Mother Yasoda, and he calls her Vrajeshwari, may your Mother Yasoda Vrajeshwari protect the entire universe by her intimate mercy. So Srila Prabhupada says that this is the complete whole of Mother Yasoda's love for Krishna. And why is it the complete whole of Mother Yasoda's love for Krishna? Is because she becomes dreadful, you know, out of fear, and she becomes wonder, you know, adbhut. And then when Krishna makes funny faces, you know, she laughs. Oh, this rascal boy, he's making me fearful. Now he's making me laugh. It's called a hasya ras, like that. And then Mother Yasoda, then all this mixed up invokes in what is called a daya or kripa, a compassionate nature, feelings more for a son. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recited the following verse. At Govardhan Hill, when he entered Vrindavan just after the end of Kartik. This is from the Madhya Leela, chapter 18, text 38. So you can repeat the verse after me. It's a beautiful prayer that we can say today to Govardhan Hill, given to us from the a deep consciousness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, where he's speaking about just one feature of Krishna, which is the left arm, not the whole form of Krishna, just the left arm, amazingly. So, Madhya Lila chapter 18, text 38. You can repeat after me. Vamastamara shakshasya bhuja danda sapatuva krida kandu katamyena nito govardhano giri. That's a wonderful prayer that we can offer to Giriraj Govardhan today. And you can repeat the translation directly, the verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. May the left arm, everyone, of Shri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you. With his left arm, he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy. So this prayer by Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is interesting. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying for us that this left arm of Shri Krishna will protect us. So when we say the prayer, we can just change the word, please protect me. But it's a beautiful prayer. Now, we are coming close to the disappearance anniversary day of Srila Prabhupada, which happens to be this Sunday. In the last days of Srila Prabhupada, he definitely, expressed his deep desire. He had one more desire to fulfill before he could leave us. Of course, unmanifest is Leela, in a sense. Yeah. And that deep desire there was that Srila Prabhupada wanted to go to Govardhan Hill to actually celebrate Govardhan Puja on this day, anniversary day, before he leaves us. He wanted to go to Govardhan Hill. Very much. So, in other words, to make the journey from Raman Reti to Govardhan, and Prabhupada was practically externally, just bones, hardly any skin, would have been quite painful. Would have been very, very painful. And Srila Prabhupada also expressed that not only wanted he go on Govardhan Puja to Govardhan, and celebrate Govardhan Puja there. He said he wanted to stay the night and camp there. Now you can imagine, in that state of the external manifestation of the body, as soon as Srila Prabhupada expressed his deep desire, their disciples, they became sort of concerned, especially the leading ones, that one opinion was that, Srila Prabhupada's, condition was so delicate and fragile that, just leaving Raman Reti and going even maybe 1 kilometer, he may leave his body. He may leave. So they definitely felt that Srila Prabhupada wants to give up his life on the way to Govardhan. And this was not very pleasant to even bear the thoughts of for the devotees. So another strong opinion was that, no, come on, this is our spiritual master. He is giving an instruction that he wants to go to Govardhan Hill and observe Govardhan Puja. See, now this is, Sunday is Saturday, and today is Friday. This is 4 days before. 4 days later, Prabhupada left. But 4 days before, he wants to go. Another opinion, no. We should be careful that we should fulfill our spiritual master's desire. Our duty is to simply obey his instructions without question, but have faith. So there was a transcendental disagreement between these two parties. And Srila Prabhupada was just lying on his bed. And Srila Prabhupada externally didn't even have the power to actually get up. See? What to speak of moving. And then he often did throughout the night, you know, until the end, he asked, you know, eventually, for the opinion of the devotees. And the different devotees gave their different views, but Prabhupada still, he remained adamant. And Prabhupada used to say many times before, I always did what I wanted to do. Nobody could stop me. See? And Prabhupada remained adamant that he wanted to go to Govardhan Hill. And that too, he wanted to do it just as Nanda Maharaj and, you know, his entourage used to do on a bullock cart. Now imagine, for that fragile body of Prabhupada, on a bullock cart, in the roads and, you know, uneven potholes, and on a bullock cart. So Srila Prabhupada remained silent because he was not fulfilling his desire. And he practically was not speaking. At the same time, they could not tolerate this idea that Prabhupada could go on a bullock cart. So after some discussion amongst the devotees, practically Prabhupada has no, you know, external, no flesh in his body, like that. They said, okay, Srila Prabhupada, we'll consider this, but you have to take something. You have to get some energy. The body has to heal a little bit more, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you bring some pure fruit juice. And everyone was so happy because Prabhupada was fasting. So when he was taking this fruit juice, devotees became so happy and so forth. So meanwhile, the other group of devotees, practically headed up by His Holiness Lokanath Swami, they started preparing the bullock cart. And in order for Prabhupada not to be jolted too much, they got new mattresses, and because he is delicate and so forth. So that by the movement of the cart, he may be jolted and feel some pain. So they're making it very comfortable, preparing the bullock cart. Yeah. So the other devotees were very confused. And they saw that there was very strong feelings from both sides. Transcendental arguments back and forth and so forth. But still the devotees, the most senior ones, they felt that Prabhupada is too sick to travel, and they practically were determined not to let the other devotees take Srila Prabhupada on a bullock cart to Govardhan Hill. So it was practically 1 or 2 days before this present day anniversary of Govardhan Hill. And it was drawing closer, and the devotees were more and more anxious and anxiety, depressed, stressed. And finally the day before Govardhan Puja, one day before, they were totally beyond themselves. The Prabhupada may want to go tomorrow on Govardhan Puja to Govardhan Hill. So somehow Prabhupada's favorite god brother, you know his name? Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Prabhupada's favorite god brother. He came to visit Srila Prabhupada. Now they speak Bengali. Prabhupada is speaking Bengali. Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj speaks Bengali. The other devotees are not understanding. There's only one person there who knows Bengali. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami. He's hearing. Yes. So somehow Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj are a little away from Prabhupada. And His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami went to Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And Niskinchana Krishna's Babaji Maharaj saw that, you know, Bhakti Charo Maharaj was full of anxiety, you know, beyond himself, doesn't know what to do. So, and this Kinchana Krishna Babaji Maharaj said, Bolo, what is problem? So he confided, you know, to Niskinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj about the situation and about this grave situation where these two groups of powerful leaders, you know, are giving anxiety to each other for the express goal to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire to go to Govardhan Hill. And then Niskinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj asked His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami, what do you want me to do? Bengali, speaking, what do you want me to do? So he said, I'm humbly requesting you, not instructing you, because he is such an exalted godbrother of our Guru Maharaj, that you request our Guru Maharaj, you know, you please tell him not to travel to Govardhan tomorrow. All the Govardhan puja. Yeah. So in the meantime, two other leading devotees, they were also very upset with the other group preparing the bullock cart and so forth for Prabhupada to go. His Holiness Tamakrishna Goswami, and at that time His Holiness Bhavananda Goswami Maharaj. They were beyond themselves. They were in so much anxiety. They didn't know what to do. See? So they came down into Srila Prabhupada's room, you know, in Vrindavan. They were upstairs in Prabhupada's room. And there they saw that Bhakti Charu Swami and Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj were already seated by Prabhupada's side. See? And then they said in front of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you are putting us in too much anxiety about this desire of yours to go to Govardhan Hill. We don't know what to do. And we are not instructing you, we are just letting you, please, you please, you please don't go. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada responded in very clear words. He said, all right, I shall not put you into anxiety. I will do as per your request. I will not go. And they became so jubilant and relieved. And then Srila Prabhupada said to Babaji Maharaj. Meanwhile, Babaji Maharaj, you know, Krishna's boy already spoke to Prabhupada. And he turned aside to, you know, Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada said, just see how much affection they have for me. And immediately Tamakrishna Goswami said, but Srila Prabhupada, the way you are dealing with us, you're simply, making us deepen our attachment for you at every moment. Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, what can I do? It is my duty. So it's a nice thing, because we may not be attached to Srila, we may not be attached to Krishna and Srimati Radharani, but if we more and more increase our deep attachment to Srila Prabhupada, automatically that attachment will come for Shishi Radha Rasabhari. Automatically that will come. Because we know, if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, we wouldn't have Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari, and we wouldn't even have Govardhan Puja. Wouldn't even have Govardhan Puja in this way, all over the world. See? So as we are aware that after Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada gradually withdrew his consciousness, and practically speaking, 2 days later, sometimes 3 days, because of the Tithi overlap. For us, it's 2 days from now, 2 days and then Sunday. Srila Prabhupada didn't manifest any external consciousness except in the morning. And that morning the doctor came to him, Kaviraj, and he asked Srila Prabhupada to take some medicine. And Srila Prabhupada replied in Hindi. And the words are, Meri kuch ichha nahi. I have no desire even to take that medicine. So this was about 7 o'clock in the evening, 26 minutes past 7 in the evening, and then Srila Prabhupada, surrounding by the loving devotees, winded up his manifest pastimes on this planet and left us all. Next week is Gopastami on Friday. So 5 days later, the same devotees, headed up by Tamal Krishna Goswami, who did not fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire, he took a small deity of Srila Prabhupada, an Utsav Murti, and they all jubilantly circumambulate Govardhan Hill, trying to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire on Gopastami. That's next week, 5 days later. Okay. And that's how Srila Prabhupada's desire was fulfilled. In Mayapur, within the headquarters of the Gaudiya Math there, just next to Yogapit, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, literally speaking, took shilas, huge shilas from Govardhan Hill into Sridhar Mayapur, and he made not a replica, and he manifested Govardhan Hill by his desire and consciousness in Mayapur. And on top of that Govardhan Hill, there's a beautiful prayer which we can recite at the end. A beautiful prayer we can recite at the end, which will give us strength and calling out for the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan. But before that, we should know that practically all of our previous acharyas and even Srila Prabhupada, whatever the inner identity may be in Goloka Vrindavan, they all wanted the desire to have residence at the foothills of Govardhan Hill. Even this final last desire of Srila Prabhupada, all wanted to have residence in Govardhan Hill, including Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Of course, it's not that they wanted to go physically there, because Krishna consciousness is not bound by geographical consideration and physical proximity by distances. It's bound by pure chit shakti, pure consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness. So that's how it's bound, by consciousness, not by physicalness of proximity of distances and so forth. So therefore, we can safely conclude that, you know, Srila Prabhupada's inner identity, you know, in Krishna Leela is definitely in Vraj Mandala, and somewhere near Giriraj Govardhan. And Ramandretti is not very far from that. Why? Because in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami tells us that that within Vaikuntha, the nucleus is Mathura Mandala. Is Mathura Mandala. And within Mathura Mandala, the nucleus is a Vrindavan forest, out of the 12 forests. And within the Vrindavan forest, the nucleus is Govardhan Hill. And within Govardhan Hill, the nucleus is Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So we should not be fooled by geographical consideration and physical distances, that when you take your car from with the old road, not the Yamuna Expressway, when you take your car and you drive from Delhi coming into the Mathura Road and coming to Vrindavan, first you'll see one sign, you know, Govardhan. Then you'll see another sign, Varshana or Nandagram. You can go that way. No. That is the government, you know, that is the Mathura district government showing you these things. That's not how it works. Rupa Goswami says clearly in Nectar of Instruction, you can read it, that within Vaikuntha, the nucleus, the essence of Vaikuntha is Mathura Mandala. And the essence within Mathura Mandala is the Vrindavan forest. And the essence within the Vrindavan forest is Govardhan. And the essence within Govardhan is Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So practically speaking, our Raman Reti is part of the Vrindavan forest. And in those days, our Raman Reti was in the foothills, was placed at the foothills of Giriraj Govardhan. Because Govardhan is within the forest of Vrindavan. It's not that you go to Vrindavan town, then you go to Govardhan town. No. Literally, that is there physically for us today. But on the spiritual platform, Raman Reti, where Srila Prabhupada left us, is at the foothills of the Vrindavan forest, within the foothills of Govardhan. So that's where Srila Prabhupada resides. Within Raman Reti, which is within the foothills of Govardhan in Krishna consciousness. So it's a most auspicious day today, not only for Govardhan Puja, but you know, our principal shelter who has given us Govardhan Puja is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki.